The letter says the state GOP looks forward to, quote, creating a stark contrast between Nunn and her far left-wing beliefs and those of her Republican opponent. Georgia Democratic leader Stacey Abrams responded to that description of Nunn, who has pledged a centrist position.
I find it very telling that the Republican Party believes that reducing our deficit is far left-wing thinking, that engaging citizens in service is radical, and that it's entirely too liberal to believe that we should be focusing on how we ensure our children's future.
The letter went on to say Republicans will make Nunn's Senate campaign their priority and will, quote, work to remind Georgia voters how out of touch she and the Democratic Party are with their values and convictions. To that, Abrams said,
the Republican response is not an actual response to what she has said and what she's done. It's against this mythical and, I would say, arguably a very strange creature who doesn't think that we should balance our budget, engage our citizens, and do right for our state.
Nunn will face physician Branko Radulovaki and ROTC director Todd Robinson in the Democratic primary. The winner of that primary will face the winner of the Republican race, which includes former Secretary of State Karen Handel and Congressmen Paul Brown, Phil Gingrey, and Jack Kingston. Martha Dalton, WABE News.